riled up, actually can be summed up by one woman's comment to me just as I parked my car at the West Street car park this morning at about 8:30. And she came up to me, she bounded up to me, in fact, as I went over to the pay and display to try and insert my coins. And she said, "It's free today because it's a special day, isn't it?" And off she scooted. And I thought, you know what? That's exactly what it's all about. Bissum, where we can join Tiffany Foster. Is it with you yet, Tiffany?
And I can see it. Oh, my goodness. Here it comes. And you can hear the excitement. It's fluttering. We haven't had any rain, particularly here. Here comes Bailey Reese. She's jogging gently. She's surrounded by the outrunners from the Locog Torch relay team. And she's smiling and she's waving. She's running up to Sam Shepherd. And here he is. We're going to do the torch kiss.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hi. So, I mean, I know that this sounds like a daft question, but what are you most looking forward to seeing today?
Well, it's the flame, isn't it? I mean, it's centuries old, and it's coming down Maidenhead High Street, which is incredible, really. So that's what I'm here for, to have a good look at it.
Sports mad Sam Shepherd, who's 22, has just run out of Bissum Abbey. But the noise you can hear is the back of the media vehicle I'm on being closed. It was the most wonderful scene as young Sam came running out from that wonderful Tudor Abbey with the torch and all the way down the driveway of the National Sports Centre. Loads of screaming children. They seem to have brought a lot of school children from the area to Bissum this morning.
Maria, you are the mum of Abigail Granger. I'm just going to describe the t-shirts. I saw you guys arrive a little bit earlier on, and you've got matching t-shirts which say Abigail Granger, Olympic torchbearer, July 10th, 2012. How does it feel to see your little girl about to run with the Olympic flame?
Really excited. Yeah, really, really excited. Can't believe it's happening, actually.
You must have had, the hairs on the back of your neck must have stood up when these t-shirts became ready, because I mean that sort of says it all. It's rubber stamped on your t-shirt, just what she's achieved so far.
Yeah, definitely. She's achieved so much, and we're just so proud of her, and just can't believe it.
Has the flame come into view yet now, Patrick?
There was another false alarm there. Literally, a man went running past. He's obviously just on his morning jog. Went jogging down around the outside. Everybody put up a cheer, thinking that was the man. He obviously looked a bit bemused, Sarah. And now here comes the torch. Here it is. We're finally here, running past. He's holding it up in his hands. Everybody's cheering. Everybody's going mad. Half a dozen or so people around him. He's waving to the crowd.
And those screams you can hear are because the Olympic torch has reached Maidenhead Town Centre. We just had a lovely scene here. We had a double kiss. So what happened?